Thomas and his first wife Maria had come to Melbourne in 1889 from Ireland and no doubt met the O'Dowd family, being Alice's family. With the Depression in Melbourne, Tom took his family to the West, hoping to do better over there, settled in Fremantle, and sadly his wife died in childbirth. He then was in great need of a mother for his children and remembered the family back in Melbourne, so wrote to the father and asked him to send Alice over to marry him. So Alice got on a boat and went over to the West and married him.
So it certainly wasn't a marriage bred out of romance.
It certainly wasn't. And she had a boyfriend at the time whose name was Charlie. I don't know anything much about Charlie. But, of course, she had to leave him and go and marry Tom because apparently the family story was that Tom Tobin was a much better catch than poor old Charlie.
And in your book, Alice's character at one point became quite saddened about the marriage and, I suppose, living in Western Australia. How much do you know about about Alice's feelings at that time?
Well, it was definitely known that she was homesick and she wanted to come back to her family. They had no one over there. Tom's family were back in Ireland. So she wanted to come back to her family. She did have a child by this stage. So they did come back to Melbourne and settled in South Melbourne, and of course all their sons were born there. My mother used to say that she was very, very unhappy in those early years of her marriage because she had had this other boyfriend that she had left to marry this man that she hardly knew. The way I've written the book, she obviously wasn't happy to start with, and that comes through, I think, quite strongly.
Now, when they were living in Western Australia, at one point Thomas was working in prisoner transport.
That's right.
How did their sons come to be in the funeral business?
Well, when they settled in Melbourne, one of the jobs that they settled in South Melbourne, and all the sons were born there. And at one stage, Noel, who was Noel Tobin Funerals here in Ballarat, on his birth certificate, it shows that Tom was working for a funeral director in Melbourne at the time. And we believe that Alice had the newfangled machine called a telephone. It wasn't that new by then. We're talking 1908 or somewhere like there. Anyway, she apparently arranged funerals, and she also, with Tom, the two of them worked in some capacity for this funeral director, and she used to make the linings for his caskets. So they had a feel, and of course they had so many deaths, they mixed with funeral directors a fair bit, I suppose. The years went by, and as it says in the book, a person came to Leo Tobin, being the eldest of Thomas and Alice's sons, and wanted to involve him in a funeral business in Melbourne because he could see the need for it. And Leo decided not to go ahead with the partnership for various reasons, but that's when the idea was there. Well, why don't we form our own business?
Was it known whether your grandparents encouraged them to get into
that? I think Alice possibly did, simply because she had been quite comfortable working for a funeral director some years before, and they could see the need, particularly in the Catholic population. There was only one funeral director, from my knowledge, looking after the Catholic families.
And Noel, who was the middle brother, he lived in Maryborough at the time.
When he'd left school, he'd gone into the Christian Brothers for a short time, and on coming out, and I don't know the reason why, he moved to Maryborough and was teaching up there. He met his wife, Anne, and in the meantime, the boys, probably around about the same time that his brothers founded Tobin Brothers in Melbourne, Alice apparently, I've heard that Alice said to the brothers, why don't you help Noel, the funeral business, because it's going well for you. So they did. But he found that Maryborough was a bit small. He had the opportunity to buy a business here in Ballarat, which he did do. So they came to Ballarat in 1948 and settled here in Ballarat, and he bought out Wellington's business. And they had their funeral parlours just here opposite the studios here in Dawson Street before Peter later took over the business and built Peter Tobin Funerals out in North Ballarat.
Noel and his wife had 9 children, and they ran their home and the business from the same building, is that right?
Well, they lived on the premises, basically, yes. There was a chapel at the front, and then behind that was an office and the residence.
Many would find that a little bit creepy, but I suppose if you grow up with it, that would just be...
I never lived in funeral parlours at any time, but at North Melbourne we'd go across, Dad would call into the business for whatever reason to see perhaps what he had to do tomorrow if it was a weekend, and we'd be into the chapel to see who was lying in the chapel and up in the factory and climbing in and out of coffins. They used to make their own caskets in those days. I'm talking back in the 50s. We just see it as a game. We didn't have any concerns and used to love looking to see who were lying in the coffins waiting for the funeral the next day.
From speaking to your father and your uncles, was there a secret to the trade of
No, look, I don't think so. I think it obviously not everyone can do it. I mean, that's obvious. My father and his brothers, they had a lovely empathy with people. It was just in their personality and nature to be able to do it, which has obviously come through from, I think, Alice's life, as you can see in the book, was not an easy life. And obviously she had something in her and Tom where they were able to deal with this and this natural feeling for people.
I know that in the book you emphasise that Alice's hope was always that her children would rise above the poverty that they were born into and make something of themselves.
Yes.
How did your grandmother feel about seeing the success of her sons?
Well, I think she would have been very proud of them and very thrilled for them and been very encouraging. And she involved herself once again with, she used to line the caskets for them and also the boards where back many years ago, they after the casket was lowered into the grave, they put a board over it, which just helped to dull the sounds of the clay and the soil being put in on the coffin. It just sort of dulled it a little bit, and that was some comfort for the mourners. So she involved herself that way. Tobin Brothers is nearly 80 years old, and it's still family owned and operated. And likewise here in Ballarat, Peter Tobin Funerals is a very respected business too. I think she'd have to be very happy with the way her descendants have worked out.